Well, hey there. This is Debs, the Horoscope Lady, and you're listening to BBS Radio, of course. And this is a sidereal astrology show where you're certainly welcome to call in with your questions about your own life or about politics. And today, we're going to be talking about some of the political things that have been happening recently. We're also going to be talking about Mars, the planet Mars, moving into Gemini. And no, I don't plan to throw a lot of astrology at you, but I want you to understand the all the things that make us do the things that they do, and particularly Mars. Mars is fun. It's a masculine planet, obviously, and will have a lot of impact on men and on action the whole world round. But first, let me see. Let me give you some call-in numbers. If you want to call in the United States, the phone number is 877-876-5227. And when I say I'm a sidereal astrologer, that means I look at the planets where they are in the sky and say, gee, doesn't everybody do that? And I would tell you, no, tropical astrologers, which most everybody is here in the West, for right now at any rate, they base their astrological positions, planetary positions, on the seasons. So the first day of Aries is the first day of spring and divide it out after that. What sidereal astrologers do, as well as Vedic astrologers, and for that matter, astronomers, we actually see where the planets are against the backdrop of the sky. How much difference does that make? Well, right now, it makes almost the entire sign's difference. Each circle has 360 degrees. Each sign has 30 degrees in it because there are 12 signs in the zodiac. So for today, September 12th, 2007, the sun is in 25 degrees Leo. That's where it is. It's not in Virgo yet. However, the moon is in Virgo, so if you are a sidereal Virgo, you are having a high cycle right now. Even if life is not doing exactly what you want it to do, you do have more energy. You have just more ability to carry on. If you do biorhythms, this would be like a high biorhythm cycle for you. People born between September 16th to October 17th. Our sidereal Virgos are somewhere close to that date. Anyway, Mercury is also in Virgo, and if you have been looking at a planet right after the sunset that's kind of bright, kind of pretty, depending on where you are, you've been seeing both of those. You've been seeing Mercury and the Moon. Let me see. Jupiter is in Scorpio. Pluto just got to Sagittarius. Neptune and Chiron are both in Capricorn. Uranus is in Aquarius, Mars is in Taurus, and Venus is in Cancer, and then Saturn is in Leo along with the Sun, so you cannot see them. Let me see. I will apologize right now if you hear any banging. I've got people up on my roof replacing my gutters, which is wonderful, and my dog's occasionally quite concerned with it, so if you hear background noises, well, there you go. It's just life happening. Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. It has been a week. Let me say, Mars has been in Taurus for the last 5 weeks. It's getting ready to go into Gemini. So if you are a sidereal Taurus, and that means you were born between probably May 14th to June 14th, there's always some overlap on the last dates, and depending on what time of day you were born, it can switch over. You have felt this surge of incredible energy and feeling, you know, they've got that itch, you know, got to do something, don't know what it is. And the trick always is when Mars is in your sun sign constellation is to prioritize. Write down the things you think you want to do. Pick one or two and do those things. Because if you try to do it all, you'll just get frustrated. And you will not accomplish as much as you would if you would just focus. This is going to be extremely important for sun sign Geminis coming up in the next, not just 6 weeks, but 6 months. And a sun sign Gemini is June 16th to July 16th. But, of course, if you have any other planets in Gemini, you're really going to be feeling it. And the reason it is 6 months time period instead of a 6 week time period is because of the astronomical phenomenon we call retrogrades. Let me see. I'm also going to have, in the next couple of weeks, Valerie LeMay. LeMay? LeMay? Oh, God bless you, woman. I just messed up your name. She'll be back. She is a New Jersey sidereal astrologer, and she will be talking about retrogrades in general because people get really freaked out about them. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, what is this? Particularly, and even you don't have to be an astrologer, but you will have heard of Mercury retrograde. You know, people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Well, it might be a great time to do stuff. But anyway, we're going to be having what's called Mars retrograde in a month or so. And so instead of Mars spending 6 weeks in a sign, Mars will be spending 6 months in the constellation Gemini. 2 years ago when it did that, Mars, when it retrograded, in November of 2005 is when it began, Mars was went retrograde in Aries. And that was this first surge of, okay, we're going to bring back some troops. We're going to pull them back out. You know, the job is almost finished. We don't have to be there anymore. We're going to bring the guys home. And, of course, that didn't quite happen. They talked about it, and there actually was some troops that came back. But, and I think that's when I won't say anti-war so much as the peace, you know, movement, you know, really came up. It's like, okay, let's just stop this. You know, let's not do this. Got real strong in that time period. What will happen this time, and I've been saying this since last spring, that I honestly thought that when Mars retrogrades was when some of the troops would be coming back home again. If nothing else, a political gesture, because, you know, politics are coming up, elections are coming up, everybody, you know, wants to at least give the appearance that something's happening, or, you know, they're making some effort to end this war. I live here in the Northern Virginia area, very close to the Pentagon, and lots of friends and family all work in either the military, it's an industry. That's what it is in some way, shape, or form. Everything from writing software to actually being in the military themselves. And over the past few months, friends of mine have said, and these are friends of mine, you know, there's absolutely no reason, Bush has absolutely no reason to pull the troops out. You know, he's a lame duck president, and the Republicans want to give this strong stance of, you know, we can't lose, you know, we can't even think about losing, you know, we have to finish the job. And I kept saying, you know, Mars is going retrograde. It is going retrograde, and when the masculine energy decides literally to sit down during a retrograde time period, we're going to see, you know, people just, you know, they don't want to do it anymore. They just don't want to do it. Will they come out completely? I wasn't too sure about that. I don't think we will. And then, of course, this past weekend, what we had two people testifying in front of Congress, and Bush saying, okay, I'm going to pull out 30,000 troops, you know, by next year, which will essentially bring us back to where we were in 2005, I think, as far as troops are concerned. 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, over the AP network, Obama came out and said, okay, you know, he's really pushing. This is his platform. We've got to bring everybody out now. Everybody's got to come home within the year. I got to say, that's political staging as much as anything else. Don't blame him. I think it's a stance people want to hear. But will we actually come all the way out? You know, just say, okay, you know, Iraq, you take care of yourself. We're coming home completely. I don't see how that's going to happen. And part of it is with this Mars. Okay, everybody will feel a shift no matter what constellation your sun is in. Everyone's going to feel a shift around September 16th, well, right around the corner. And some area of your life that you have been focusing on in the last 6 weeks, you are going to shift that. You're going to be focusing on a different area of your life. And this is an excellent way astrologers will actually pinpoint people's birth times, because it becomes quite obvious whether they are spending time on self-improvement, if they're spending time on finances, if they're spending time with their siblings where they haven't so much before, or projects around the house, you know, new kitchen, new bathroom, things like that. That would be the first through the third houses. If it is, they're spending more time either buying a home, selling a home, doing specific things, big major things to the home, or nesting, lots and lots of little projects for the home. That's if Mars moves into someone's fourth house. And again, these are astrological houses. They're the 12 areas of life. If all of a sudden you get romantic, you know, and all of a sudden, even if you've been married for a while, and, you know, your partner says, hey, let's go out, you know, let's go to the movies, you know, and you're thinking, gee, I haven't been to the movie. When was the last time we went out to see a movie? You know, wants to go to the movies, wants to go to the theater, wants to just walk around the block in the evening, you know, and you get more romance or more social things in your life. You start seeing a bunch of people and just feeling more social. Then Mars has moved into your fifth house. If all of a sudden at work you start getting opportunities to arrange your work day the way you want to do it, or big one, if you have health issues that all of a sudden came up, and this can be good with, like, I'm starting a new exercise program, or I'm going to eat better, you know, I'm going to bring my cholesterol down, you know, positive stuff, or it's the flip side is your doctor says you must bring your cholesterol down, or, you know, you've got to take off 30 pounds, or, you know, whatever it is. Same way if your boss comes in and says, all right, the schedule we have for you is not working. You must do something about it. That's Mars going into the sixth house. If you start meeting a bunch of brand new people, people that, you know, just come into your life, you know, for whatever reason, it can be work-related or social or whatever, Mars has just gone into your seventh house, particularly if you start traveling. Traveling, like you go to a new society or you start hanging out with people. For, again, it could be a work reason, it could be any reason. People are a lot younger than you, or people that belong to a different club or group than you've ever associated with before. That's Mars through the seventh. If, for some reason, all the skeletons start coming out at night and tap dancing across your bedroom floor, and you start having these wild dreams and stuff keeps bubbling up, and trust issues become a really big thing, and not just trusting other people, trusting yourself to make the right decisions, Mars has moved into your eighth house. If you start traveling a lot, and this could be, you know, just traveling. It's always traveling to find out something about yourself. And people usually associate this with long-distance traveling, but what I have seen over the years, you could travel to a different part of the city that you've never been to before, and you find out more, the experiences that you have there, you find out more about yourself as anything else. If you have emphasized your schooling, brought it up a notch, or your training in some way, then Mars will have transited into your ninth house. If you are in the spotlight, and this could be good, bad, or indifferent, you know, well, it's never indifferent when you're in the spotlight, but very good or very bad. Everybody sees what you're doing. Everybody wants you to do well. But if you do something wrong, you get caught. Mars has gone into your 10th house. If you are getting rewarded or having to pay the consequences of your previous 6 weeks' action, Mars has gone into your 11th house. It's transiting. And if all of a sudden you just it's too much, everything's just too much, and you want to have quiet time, or, you know, you just don't want to answer the phone when it rings, it's like you leave your cell phone at home, it's like I've had enough. If either people you know around you have got to go, they get sick, they either have to go to the doctors or the hospital, which, of course, is much sicker than you would like anyone to be, or you yourself, it's like, okay, this is the time that I need to, you know, get something fixed. You know, I've got oral surgery that needs to be done, or I've got, you know, I've been wanting to get my knee replaced or whatever. It's like Mars has gone into your 12th house. It's a good time to finish up projects. It is not a good time to start new projects. This is going to be very noticeable because this is going to be 6 months instead of the usual 6 weeks. So if you have any question about what your rising sign is, your time of birth, man, at the end of this 6 months, everybody you know will be able to say, wow, no matter what else is going on in their life, I've spent a lot of time in this one area of my life. It's become very important. It's always kind of nice when you see sisters reuniting or brothers reuniting that haven't spoke to each other in a while. But how that will usually occur, particularly with the 6-month transit, they'll fight first. You know, they'll bring old stuff up again. You know, it's like, why are you bringing that up now? Particularly, you know, as the holiday season approaches. So, you know, there's always, with this long bit of time to spend in this one area, you get to do it all. You get to do the good, and you get to do the stuff that you wish you didn't have to do, but it's coming anyway. For the time period, exactly, like I said, Mars goes in the constellation Gemini, and I use the Lahiri Zodiac. I know a lot of you now are listening. You are sidereal astrologers, but you use the Fagan-Bradley. You come from that school, and so the days are slightly different, but we are talking about the same thing. It goes, at any rate, Mars goes into Gemini on September 16th. It'll be there all the way to April 28th. You can mark that on your calendars. And when Mars goes actual retrograde, and by that, I mean if you went out to actually look at the planets at night, instead of going in a forward direction, it would appear night after night to be going backwards through the constellation Gemini. You know, it's not going forward, it's going backwards. That's what a retrograde planet appears to be doing. That's why we call it that. The exact retrograde times were going to be from November 16th, 2007 to January 31st, 2008. That's when we will see the greatest amount of troop withdrawal or promise to withdraw the troops. And it's halfway across the world, so it's not like we can say, or someone could say, you know, beam them home, Scotty, you know, and they're here in a couple minutes. This is, you know, it takes a while to get people, you know, on boats and on planes and, you know, bring them back. But I think you'll see the most of that between November 16th and January 31st, which certainly makes, you know, good sense with the elections coming up. People wanting to, you know, show the public that they're willing to do something, no matter what that is. So there you go with that. What it means for everybody in general, if you are aggressive in any sort of way, it won't work. You will lose. You will absolutely lose. If you are the aggressor, and I'm not talking about defending yourself, you know, everyone's got the right to do that, you know, but if you are the aggressor, if you pick a fight, if you decide, you know, I'm going to beat this person out of this position, which is very different. It's a very different energy than saying, gee, I want this position and I want it more than anyone else. That's a very, very different thing as opposed to I'm going to beat out my competition. If you come from the standpoint of aggression between November 16th and 2007 and January 31st, 2008, you're not going to get it. You're going to lose. It is an interesting phenomenon. I have watched all of my astrological life, and there are times when, and I'm not one of these people who's like, you know, oh, please, you know, never, ever, ever raise your voice, never raise your head, never beat out the competition, never, you know, do that. I'm all for people, you know, striving and doing their best, and sometimes to be the best is you do have to have that Aryan, Mars, whatever, you know, whether you're doing the Roman or the Greek, aggression, you know, to get it going, to get that energy moving, to stir things up. You know, sometimes, you know, it does take someone standing up screaming, you know, I can't take it anymore, you know, that William Holden thing. You just have to do that, and that is perfectly acceptable at the proper time. During a Mars retrograde, it is not going to be acceptable to anyone, even other men. What you can do also during this time period, again, November 16th, 2007 to January 31st, 2008, in particular, not just the entire time Mars is in Gemini, and I will be talking about that again in November when Mars goes backwards. Oh, and through the Thanksgiving and either Hanukkah or Christmas holidays, whatever you're celebrating, you can say to your dad, to your brother, to your granddad, to your son, to even male coworkers, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? And instead of telling you what they think about it, which is a typical masculine mode, it's a fine mode, it's a good mode to operate on, they'll tell you how they feel about it. And then that's kind of nice, particularly during the holidays, and this obviously doesn't happen always during the holidays, when you can go to your dad or somebody, you know, close to you, a strong masculine influence in your life. And if you've ever had any question as to why they acted the way they did, and I'm not talking about blaming anyone or, you know, I'm just talking about finding out, you know, and sharing with somebody. It's very important, you know, if you, your partner, and say, you know, well, how do you feel about that? Why did you do that? Or what made you act like that? And they'll tell you how they feel. Incredible things come out. There are some serious, relief, I guess, that can come out during this time period. And it's like, aha, you know, and somebody thinks, gee, I just thought you never liked me, or I just thought I wasn't good enough, or I thought like that. And they're like, no. You know, I didn't have anything to do with you. I was feeling like this. And I hear this over and over again during this time. Now, the other thing that will happen as we get closer, you know, the first few weeks, women love this. They absolutely love this. This is great. Towards the end of that, you know, we're done. We are absolutely done with it. And, you know, we're ready to go out and, you know, have you dress in bear skins and stomp barefoot out to, you know, kill us a brontosaurus or something. Please, you know, start acting more masculine. It's kind of a funny thing to watch. It's like, okay, honey, I'm tired of discussing feelings. I've got work to do. You know, it's like, I'm over it. It is funny to see, because women are always saying, gee, just tell me how you feel. But after, you know, having it happen for, you know, over a month, we're starting to say, okay, can we just get back to the other way? And then at the end of a couple months of it, it's like, okay, we're done. We're absolutely done with it. Don't care how you feel anymore. Just go out and work, you know, take out the trash, you know, can we get back to normal? And usually shortly thereafter that, they get back to normal. And yes, if you hear slight disturbance in the back, it is not BBS America. It is a gentleman vacuuming, I guess they're roofing nails off of my roof, so it'll pass momentarily, but that's okay. And it'll give you a chance to call in if you like. And I can certainly look at charts. Oh, goodness. I have no idea how loud this is for you, but you can call in at 877-876-5227. All right, I did want to look at Mr. Obama's chart, only because I've started having people ask me about him, and I like to look at the candidates in general, usually a lot earlier than some astrologers, because I want to see who's going to be in the public eye. That does not mean they're going to win. I've been called short a couple of times like that, most notably the last political election. Because Kerry has certainly remained in the public eye so very strong. And I thought, well, that has to be it. And plus, he was having what we call a Mars return on election, on the inauguration day. So I looked at that, and, of course, I was hopeful. And I said, okay, I think this is it. I think it's going to be him. Partner's chart didn't look quite so good, but of course his wife ended up being diagnosed with cancer shortly thereafter. But Kerry has remained in the public eye. You know, he has maintained status in the public, and he did start in a new direction, as one would say if you're having a Mars return, for that. Obama here. Obama was born, August 4th, 1961, and, the birth time we have now for him, astrologers are using is 1:06 p.m. Standard time in Hawaii. He was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, for anyone who wishes to know that. This gives, now anyone born in the afternoon, and this is just general for anyone born in daylight hours tend to be more extroverted than people who are born in evening hours, you know, when after the sun goes down. If you were born in the middle of the afternoon, you tend to be more in the spotlight than most people. You certainly tend to be, you enjoy being in the spotlight more. We've had both President Bush and President Clinton, and there's been other presidents who actually have a 12th house sun. So they were born shortly after daybreak. And their power behind the scenes, they can go out and be in public, but they, and they're slightly extroverted, but I mean, you can certainly see it with President Bush in particular. He doesn't like the public eye. He does not like being out, in the public eye. And this is part of why, you know, he stammers and makes speech mistakes and his father before him. They just don't like it. And it's a lot of pressure. You have to have a personality to do well, in that arena. It doesn't necessarily make you a good or bad president. It's just saying, you know, how you come off to the public, particularly when you have all the press corps there and not just like a one-on-one interview. All right, what does he have? I don't see. There's no way this man's going to get this. There's no way. Not if this is his birth time. Saturn will be dropping in his chart and continue to drop. He will have opportunities. Someone may pick him up as a running mate, but there's no way he's going to get it. Anyway, when he was born, the sun was actually in 18 degrees of Cancer. And it was, okay, we've got a caller. I will go back to the political charts later on. Yes, caller, may I have your name?
Yes, it's Robert.
Hi, Robert. Let me see. What would you like today?
I'd just like to, you're doing charts on birthdays?
I can do that, yes.
Yeah, just to see where I stand. Let's see, it was
2/12/62. 2/12/1962.
And the time was 3:55 a.m. Central Time.
3:55?
Yes, ma'am.
A.M. Where? What location?
Central Time, Louisiana.
Oh. Let me put that in. Yeah, my daddy was born in Louisiana. Is that coming in? Okay, I'll put you there. All right, and what would you like to know? Just general, or you've got a specific question in mind?
Some general, maybe where I'm headed. I'm unemployed now as far as job-wise or location-wise.
Okay.
The country.
Okay, I can do that. First of all, anyone born February 12th, 1962, that's the day the sun changed signs. I would tell you that you are a Capricorn. You're not an Aquarius yet. The sun was actually physically in Capricorn when you were born. Venus was in Aquarius, so if you say, gee, I like the things Aquarians like, because Venus was there, but the sun was, and so was a lot of other planets, so you're like born Sirius. I'm thinking, when you were a kid, you were like born, what they'll say is born old. You were certainly more people trusted you with things as a child. They knew that you would, if you said you were going to do it, you'd get the job done, which is kind of nice. As you get older, you will get considerably more goofy. I would say that for whenever you have your own children kind of thing. All right. All right, yeah, big change. Oh, my goodness, even this past summer you had some kind of like just kind of huge shakeup as to what's going on in your life. All right. When, and I assume you heard me talking about Mars going into Gemini. After September 16th, for your birth time, the planet Mars will be going into your seventh house. So that is new friends. It's always new jobs, new, because it's people that come along with jobs. You might have to travel somewhere. You might have to go somewhere outside of where you're living or where you normally like to drive. But you will have employment fairly soon. And, you know, like over the next 6 months, you'll be meeting lots of new people. So I don't know if that means you'll be going to job site to job site to job site or just you'll be someplace and new people will be coming into you. What do you do for a living as a rule?
What have I done? Right now I'm unemployed.
I know right now you're unemployed.
Yeah.
What do you like doing?
Well, I was in the telecom business.
Okay.
And then I've been in food and beverage, but haven't specifically found anything I really enjoy doing.
No.
And that's been one of my holdups as far as trying to figure out what I want to do. Besides, you know, I've been doing a lot of spiritual work, so speaking of things within the heart and the transition of things that are coming with the new energies and, you know, I want to teach, you know, from the heart type issues. You know, getting out of the fear, listening to the internal, and getting out of the ego and the illusions that we've created and all that.
Okay. Part of that, And that's, you're going to, over the next 2 years, we'll certainly be doing a lot of, it's almost research in that area, searching in that area. As far as career is concerned, it's funny. One of the things, you talked about, food and beverage, and like, okay, I'm over that. You know, I don't even want to go there. However, you could, I'm looking at your chart now, you could make a substantial impact in the food industry that could also be spiritual. And what I'm thinking is somewhere along the lines of working at a company to begin with, because I can certainly see you owning your own company at some point. But to begin with, working for a company, was it Tom and Kate Chaparral? What's the toothpaste that they own that everybody, it's a great company. And there goes my, it's not Nature's Gate. My goodness, sure. I use their toothpaste. I can't even, there goes my brain. Like I said, there's doing construction all around me, so I know it's kind of breaking in here. But there are companies like Burke's Bees is one of them. Certainly Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream was one of them before they sold, let somebody else, they're doing, figurehead stuff now. There are companies out there, Lundberg Rice being another one, that they do more than just feed people. They feed the soul. They feed the spirit. Stonyfield Yogurt is another one. He has become a leader in showing businesses how they can go green, be ethical, pay people well, and still be good for, still make money. You don't have to be poor and be spiritual.
Correct.
So this is what I'm thinking, looking at your chart. If you could, and this literally, I'm telling it in the next week, certainly, pray on it, think about it, and the rest of that, because as you think about it, of course, stuff will come to you. But look to see how you could go be employed somewhere in a company, and then that would involve feeding people in some ways. Wild Oats just got bought up down there, I guess they're in Texas. But, Whole Foods or something, where you can work for a company that feeds, obviously, people, but also feeds the soul in some sort of way, takes care of people on a spiritual level while they're taking care of basic physical needs. And if part of you is saying, well, that doesn't sound real exciting, I would tell you it's because you've never done it before, because you've got a chart that says you would get into it, understand it, and not only profit by it yourself, but see that other people profit in ways that they had not imagined.
I hadn't thought of going that direction.
No, I'm sure you haven't. I mean, I heard what you said, talking about spiritual stuff and talking, and that's wonderful. But to make the spiritual practical, to make it accessible to a lot of people, man, that's a calling that will actually touch millions, as opposed to the few people that any one of us touch by, doing classes, doing whatever that we're doing. Even if you started with, and again, I don't know, well, you may not even realize what your resources are at this point, because I'm sure you have some that you had not thought of, just, again, by looking at your chart. If there, there are coffee shops or little, fruit, there are little restaurants where people come and they have meaningful conversations, meaningful relationships. They meet other people there, and it becomes a gathering spot where they can go on and they can contribute to the rest of not only their life, but everybody else's life around them, and improves the quality of their life.
Right.
So, that may be a place to start. But I'm thinking more, looking at your chart, and looking at what's going on in your chart, that starting with a larger company that's already established, if you go in there and you get in that environment, and again, like I said, this may involve moving, physically getting out of the area you're in and going somewhere else, that you would be kind of carried along by that current. I can tell you over the next 18 years how you see the world is going to change. Not only the way you see it, but the way the world sees you. And what you want to do, of course, is what we all want to do, but what you want to do is, you know, no matter what goes on, think of at least three things every day that you're grateful for, things that you're positive about, because where your mind's going, that's the way the rest of your life is going to go. And I say this, the astrological reason is you would have what we say is Sagittarius rising, and Pluto just got into Sagittarius and it's, last year, 2005, and it's going to be there for another 18 years. So that has a strong effect on your personal appearance and how you see the world. So you want it to be the best that it can be.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, the old rain is, it's time to change it.
Well, it is. What, do you have any other questions, or?
No, that was it. I appreciate your time.
Sure, and I tell you what, I'd love to have you call me back in about a month once you've been into this, you know, and doing this, and just kind of, you know, let me know what's been going on with you, okay?
All right, David, thank you so much.
Sure enough. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Robert there, and happy to talk to you. Happy to talk to anyone about what's going on in their life. And obviously, I do not always tell you what you thought you were going to hear or what you were thinking about. That's one of the things I've done charts for various of, I guess, BBC hosts, and you know, who have their own modalities that they do, and they'll come back and they'll say, well, I don't know about that. And then a month later, they'll come back and say, well, daggone it, you know. And part of that is because I am looking at sidereal astrology. I look at, I've got the right tools to use, essentially. You know, I look at planets where they are. Okay, so back with Obama and his run for presidential bid, as well as, you know, what it, you know, calling forth the troops and everything. And, again, that was released on AP News Network less than a half an hour ago. He was calling for a complete and total withdrawal. And that's obviously, it's got to be more staging, because he must know. I'm looking again at his chart, and this is a smart guy. This is a guy that has, because of the time of day he was born, which was in the afternoon, he has both the Sun and Mercury in the 10th house, and he can feel the pulse of people. He knows what people, what, you know, what's out there in the currents. And that's a good thing for a political leader. You know, it doesn't make them shady. It doesn't make them less honest. It does, however, give them a sense of internal timing as to when to say what to who. And that's a good thing. He will certainly be picking up his traveling. And he may be, like I said, I think he's got, when Mars crosses over into Gemini, it will be coming up to his personal planet Venus, where Venus was when he was born. It was in Gemini. And I think he's going to be probably picked up more as a running mate, establish himself as a running mate as opposed to an actual, you know, presidential, candidate himself. But that's how, you know, it's one of the ways you get established as a candidate. You go out and run and at some point decide to switch over. So that's what I think is going on with him. And again, for anyone who is interested, he was born August 4th, 1961. And the best time we have on it right now, and I have not rectified this with my own, you know, process that I do, but the best time we have on it is 1:06 p.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's when he was born. All right, I'm going to look at, I had said on my weekly horoscopes, which are on mybirthchart.com, I have free weekly horoscopes, and last week is still up there. I don't change them even if I'm not correct. I do not change them. I figure no guts, no glories means you also have to be honest about it. You know, if you don't get something quite right, you don't get something quite right. I am quite grateful. September 11th wasn't as bad as I was nervous about it being bad, and I always am nervous about that date. Again, but living here in Northern Virginia, right close to the Pentagon, I was staying away from school areas and entertainment areas because of where the eclipse was happening. But what I did say about President Bush's chart is what would be happening over the weekend. He would get kind of this large surprise about something. And then he would have this opportunity, almost a karmic opportunity, to make it right. And then, of course, what happened was, you know, his advisors came back and said, this war is essentially unwinnable. You know, the strategy we're using is not working, and we ought to do something about that. And, you know, what he turned around and said, okay, we'll pull out, you know, 30,000 people in another year or something, you know, whatever it was. So it's kind of going in that direction, and that's a positive. So we'll take that as a positive. And again, he's the lame duck president. I think the smartest thing to do would be for his own political party is to get as many of those troops orders to come out without restocking, you know, essentially the people that are there. But, you know, what does that mean for the people who are left behind? I don't know. I do not know. Okay, let me see. I am looking in the United States chart when Mars goes into Gemini. Now, several of us, of course, there's tons of different United States charts, okay? I'll just say that you don't have to be an astrologer to know. There's just lots of different charts. But the chart that I use has Virgo rising, Sun, of course, in Gemini, and Sun and Jupiter in the 10th house. And so when Mars goes into Gemini, and we'll be spending 6 months in our 10th house and rolling over our natal Sun, our natal Jupiter, our natal Midheaven, what that means for as a country is, one, the entire world will be watching us very closely. Now, the world watches us anyway. You know, you can't be a superpower without being watched. Okay, so if you have any skeptics, they say, well, that's a gimme. Okay, it is. However, there are times when you are so much more in the public eye. And what we do as a nation over the next 6 months is going to make a very big difference as to what happens the following, you know, like late spring, how the world treats us, you know, how we are respected, what we can be, who are our friends, who can we rely on, and how well we are listened to in the world community. So that's kind of important there. Okay, you know, it's like no pressure for everybody in Congress any more than usual, but, you know, and also as a people, you know, it's like how do we behave? You know, what are we doing? You know, kind of thing. So, you know, I just, you know, think globally and act locally, you know, do your best every day. This is a planet, this is a combination that looks like we are seen as being very active and even very aggressive. But again, when Mars goes retrograde, if we start a fight, we are going to lose. You know, that's just all there is to it. So, troop pullout, like I said, makes a great deal of astrological sense at this time. And as everything's in Gemini as opposed to Aries, there's this friend factor, I'll call it, where it is, where, you know, we want to make friends, we want to be buddies. There is the best part of Gemini, of any Gemini, is its unselfishness and the amount that it gives. And for those of you who say, well, I know a Gemini, and first thing I would say is that a sidereal Gemini, but I know a Gemini, the most selfish, self-centered person that I know. That is typical of somebody doing the worst part of themselves. I will tell you the basic energy of Gemini is unselfishness itself. You know, give you the shirt off their back, very sharing. You know, if I got a peanut butter sandwich and that's all I got, I will split it. You know, it's the kind of thing. It's very, very just sharing people and wonderful. When Mars is cruising through that, and we are seen as a nation as someone who shares. You know, we send out our doctors. We send out our help. We send out even our technology. And we certainly, at this point, we send out our jobs. You know, we're sending those out. We're sharing our technology with the world as we, you know, do outsourcing of jobs, which don't want to get started in that direction either. But hopefully we will be seen as, and that means we are acting as, you know, people that are not selfish, people that do actually care. So here we come again, and there's this whole idea of being part of the global community. And I know there was a bit where, you know, Bush came back and said, well, gee, we're not going to do pollution controls unless you can get China to do pollution controls. And I think, which is absurd. You know, it absolutely is absurd. What does somebody else's actions have to do with yours? I mean, on a personal level. I mean, you just do the right thing because it's the right thing. So in that case, I think, well, the turn will be, and the reason I keep talking about, you know, Bush and Congress, because let's face it, they're the ones who set our public image. You know, and it has to be them. That's, you know, it has to be the government that does that. And the people can do their part along the line, but what the leaders do, you know, so goes the leader, so goes the nation. So anyway, I do see this unselfishness. So I think there will be also a turn we will, you'll hear coming out of Congress, coming out of the president during this entire time, all these pledges to be a better nation, to be a better people, to do more sharing, just be unselfish, and not just with money, but with our intellectual properties. No matter how you feel about that, I do think that's coming. There has been several calls now to build literally a wall along both Canada and Mexico to strengthen border controls. And that was, Hillary Clinton came out with, somebody else did too, but, you know, yes, let's build a wall. Let's just, you know, line our troops up and build a wall to strengthen, you know, our, the idea of, or the illusion of, national security. I think after Jupiter goes into Sagittarius in the United States' fourth house, after Thanksgiving, that actually may come to pass. We may actually start putting, and that would be something for the Army Corps of Engineers to be doing, because let's face it, when we bring all these troops back, they have to do something. I mean, these people have got to have jobs. They have to be doing something. Having, you know, 18 to 20-year-olds building a wall is not a bad way to use their time as opposed to, you know, doing what they're doing right now. And, well, we are going to be spending more time building the nation and its infrastructure. And it's very much possibility, absolute possibility, that it will also mean building walls. I know it sounds odd. You know, it's like you think, you know, when the Berlin Wall, if for those of us old enough to remember that, when the Berlin Wall fell, you know, and everybody was cheering, you know, who would have thought, you know, we'd have done, or the Great Wall of China, you know, who would have thought, you know, we would do that ourselves. But here it is, astrologically, Jupiter's going into that fourth house. We have Saturn transiting our 12th house, getting ready for another Saturn return in another 2 years. And I can just see this happening, or getting started on it in certain areas. And once you got started, I mean, where would it stop? You know, absolutely, where would it stop? You'd have to start, you know, on, I guess, one end of the country and then start working like the railroads. Start on both ends and work towards the middle. It just seems like such an odd thing to be saying, but I know it will give the appearance that the politicians are doing something about illegal immigration. And let's face it, if you're a politician, appearance means a lot. You know, it's exceptionally important. I still see health care being all kinds of things happening in that area, and particularly over the next year and a half. We may also have something, well, it wouldn't be malaria, but some sort of illness like that, some sort of national, it would affect us nationally, you know, this illness. And again, I say that because I use a Virgo rising U.S. chart, and Saturn's transiting our 12th house. And that always something has to do with healthcare or healthcare issues, epidemics, pandemics, you know, whatever, you know, kind of thing sweeping through the nation. And also reform, simply because Uranus is still moving through that sixth house, and that's healthcare reform, which, you know, really kind of led off well, what about 5 years ago, people said, you know, were like, okay, after Hillary Clinton tried to do it, why her husband was in office and got out and didn't go anywhere, and it really started about 5 years ago, people are like, okay, something, a politician's calling, something now has to be done, you know, kind of thing. Mars just had, just passed over the United States Mars last week, and we're having what's called a Mars return, which is going to happen every 2.5 years. And so it, with us, it certainly is a policy. It's changing policies that have to do, you know, national issues. And we almost kind of get commonplace, you know, it's just complacent about it. That's what I meant to say, complacent about it. It's like, yeah. You know, doesn't that always happen? And it's like, no, you know, there's other countries that don't really change policy that often. It is not in their nature, where it certainly is in our nature to do that. Let me see, what other chart? I did want to look at Bush's chart. I think I'd started to do that last week and ran out of time. Only because, like, again, you know, how he goes, that is how the nation goes. And that is George Bush, of course, was born July 6, 1946 at 7:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, New Haven, Connecticut. He has Cancer rising. And his sun is in 20 degrees of Gemini, and it is in his 12th house. Now, for people who have been taunting that was it Tecumseh, the supposed Tecumseh curse, where the Seattle Indian chief Tecumseh supposedly cursed the United States by saying, you know, every 10 years or something. I mean, this kind of, it's a Saturn Jupiter cycle, you know, that, you know, your president will be cursed. And I have always come back and said, what kind of silly curse is that? That makes no daggone sense whatsoever. You know, why wouldn't you just, you know, curse? I'm sure Tecumseh did curse us, but why wouldn't you curse every single one? Why would you curse, like, every 2.5 presidents or something? So, anyway, but Saturn will be going into George Bush's 12th house. And, again, he is a lame duck president, so, yes, he's certainly finishing up, you know, everything that he has been doing for the, you know, previous 7 years. He is also, you know, his dad, you know, may take ill, or his mom. They're certainly old enough to do that, so visiting hospitals, not just himself. But what Mars will be doing finally, it is in the house of his sun sign house, because he is a sun in Gemini. And, you know, as he moves into retirement from this specific job, he is going to be reformulating himself. And we'll see it in the next 6 months, probably more towards the spring. He's not going to wait till he gets out of office. He is going to be reformulating what he is going to be doing with his life. After that, he is going to be suffering a loss between now and Thanksgiving. So, again, that may very well be one of his parents, just because they're in the, you know, the age bracket for it. I can look later on at their charts. I will do that on my website, mybirthchart.com, on the weekly horoscope. I'll do that in the next couple of weeks. It's not the kind of thing I'd like looking at, but it is interesting astrologically to look at. And also, you know, it's good proof, too, does sidereal astrology actually work, which I would tell you that it does. There is a meeting this week. We're getting ready to wind up here. There's a meeting this week of the Astrological Association of Northern Virginia. It is meeting at 10:30 Thursday morning. That's tomorrow morning, September 13th, at Jamie's General Bean in Centerville, Virginia. That's on Lee Highway, and if you you know, find, you can find it easily, Jamie's General Bean on Route 29 in Centerville, Virginia. That's where the Astrological Association of Northern Virginia will be meeting at 10:30. It says, bring money for coffee, bring charts, bring your sense of humor. That's about all that's required of anybody there. Again, I have a free weekly sidereal horoscope that goes up every Friday morning, or it's updated every Friday on mybirthchart.com. That's mybirthchart.com. You can find that there. My speaking schedule will be up there soon. It's September, so I'm going to be speaking again a lot on gift giving by the stars. And I do believe in the Oakton, Virginia area over at Unity of Fairfax, I will be doing a afternoon workshop. It's in the next 2 months. We don't have the date firmed up yet on looking at your own chart and discerning, you know, what is everything in your chart and your kind of general upcoming for the year. So it's for people that want more hands-on experience. All right, that looks like the time. I am Debs the Horoscope Lady on BBS Radio. Talk to you next week. Bye now.